The Church of Christ is on the air. We come into your family circle this day with a wonderful program of truth. We know it's a program of truth because it's based upon the Word of God. You remember Jesus in his great prayer in the 17th chapter of John said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And of course, he told us in John 8 and 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We're going to be back in just a few moments to talk about another wonderful word of life in this current series that has that title, but the word today is going to be the word sanctification. We ought to take time out just briefly, as we probably don't do often enough on this broadcast, to let you know something about the background of this work. This is a program of the church. We are simply an evangelist who has been asked by the congregations to proclaim the gospel on this station and other stations, and we proclaim the gospel just as though we were in the meeting place of the congregation that brings you this broadcast, and you were sitting in the auditorium and we were talking from God's Word about the marvelous truth. We have the attitude also that it's just like being in your home, sitting down around your kitchen table, or maybe sitting in a comfortable front room to talk about the Word of God. You have your Bible and we have ours. And you know, this is an interesting thing because we know families that actually record the broadcasts and then do gather around when they have more time to go over the things that are said in the message. And there are those who keep a pad of paper by their Bible and their radio to jot down the passages. Now, of course, maybe you don't do this, but we hope you're receiving benefit. We do want you to know that it's brought to you by your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ, not as a substitution for church attendance. We want to underscore that. The book tells us in Hebrews 10:25, that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So this is not a substitution for your church attendance. But we do want to say that it is a spiritual assistant. By that we simply mean a program designed to bring the Bible to your family circle, that all of us might seek to know more about God's divine truth. So we trust that you'll keep in mind this is sponsored by the Church of Christ. These brethren are your friends. They want to be your friends. They want you to be their friend. And they want to do everything they can to point out to you, as well as to themselves, what God has given in his word. Now, Jesus, in this prayer that we made mention of just a few moments ago, was praying to his heavenly Father for his apostles. And then, of course, we understand that he prayed entirely for the whole world. Verse 20, for instance, said, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." But the point is clear when we look at this 17th verse, that sanctification comes by or through the word of truth. And this is that same word, that same gospel, that's able to make us free from sin. And we mentioned that scripture in John 8 and 32. Now please consider, if you're studying with us today, the meaning of John 17:17 as well as John 8:32. Perhaps we can get a little bit better picture here if we get the context of what's being said, or an association with what's being said. Now, this was a prayer that Jesus prayed to his Father shortly before he was to be taken before Pilate and eventually to die on the cross. He's praying, of course, for the fact that he's been able to keep his disciples except Judas, and that he's tried to instill in them this wonderful unity that exists between he and his Father. And then he uses this term in verse 16, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." You know, the word sanctify, in its basic meaning, conveys the idea of being set apart for a sacred use. So we can see how these apostles were set apart for a sacred use. But the interesting aspect about this whole thing is that in one becoming a Christian, we're aware of the fact that we all follow the same way. We understand the Bible to teach, as we told you at the close of the last broadcast, that there are five things that men and women do to actually come to the place where they can be sanctified or set apart for a sacred use. And that is by hearing the word, believing it, repenting of their sins, and that's turning their back on sin, confessing with their mouth what they believe in their heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and following that with baptism, immersion in water, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now, we believe that all their sins are forgiven when they do this. We mentioned also in talking about forgiveness last time, that wonderful passage that has such a brilliant meaning in Ephesians 1 and 7. Listen to it again on the broadcast. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Now you see, the forgiveness of sins comes when we obey the glorious gospel. Romans 6, 17 and 18 is as clear as any sequence in the entire New Testament on this subject. I believe that to be true. Where he says, God be thanked, though you were the servants of sin, you have obeyed from your heart that form of doctrine, that's the gospel, that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. Now when they were baptized into Christ, every sin was forgiven. They had faith enough to believe the word. They had faith enough to turn from their sin, to announce with their mouth what they believed in their heart. And they had faith enough to obey the gospel of Christ. This whole matter came under faith, a Bible-living faith, and every sin was taken away. Now they've been delivered from that power of darkness, as Paul says in Colossians 1:13, and they have been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. They have been added by the Lord to the church. They come into a fellowship with Christ Jesus with all their sins forgiven. So may I say to you on the broadcast today, when you obey the gospel of Christ, just as the Bible teaches, you will not have one sin left. They'll be completely forgiven. You will be a free man. And also you will be set apart for a sacred use. The word church itself, as it appears in the text from time to time, conveys the basic idea of people being called out. They're called out of sin into the marvelous light. And when this takes place, one becomes a very special person to the Lord. Now, the apostles are mentioned here as being sanctified. This is because they were apart from the world. But first of all, one does occupy a position of sanctification by obeying the gospel. How much freer from sin could one be upon his complete obedience to the gospel? See, every sin is forgiven. It's according to the riches of God's grace. And as the good brother said, if you can tell me how rich the grace of God is, then I can show you how complete your forgiveness of sins are. But now notice another aspect of this, reading on in this same 17th chapter of John. After he said in verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Then he says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, Jesus says, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. What are we saying here? We are simply saying that Jesus came to this earth. He didn't have any sin, but we understand that he sanctified himself. This undoubtedly has to refer not alone to his life, but certainly above all things, to his being set apart as that Lamb of God designed to make it possible for the sins of the world to be taken away. Now, I think we can say without fear of contradiction that one is set apart for a sacred use when he or she becomes a Christian. There is an idea in the world today, and these people may be honest who hold this, that one has his sins forgiven, and then there is a so-called second work of grace, of sanctification. Well, the point is that an individual has no sin. He is a newborn babe in Christ. He begins to grow, he begins to develop, and we understand that sanctification undoubtedly takes place when all those sins are forgiven and when he begins to follow the Word as a newborn babe in Christ. Peter made it clear in his wonderful teaching when he said, as newborn babes, we desire the sincere milk of the Word, that we may grow thereby. You know, I may be talking to some in this broadcast today who have recently obeyed the gospel. Did you understand when you came out of the water of baptism that every sin was forgiven? Did you understand now that you became a part of the body of Jesus Christ? You were actually taken from a realm of sin. Regardless of how good a life you'd lived, you still had sin in your life because all sin and all come short of the glory of God. Paul made that clear in Romans 3:23. If you had continued on in that life of sin, you wouldn't have been set apart to the Lord. You would have been devoting your life to sin, and Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. But in the last part of that 23rd verse of Romans 6, it says the gift of God is eternal life. So one of the great gifts that the Lord makes possible is not alone the forgiveness of sins, but our being set apart for a sacred use. Now, I'm led to believe that you are sanctified when you're born again, when you begin this Christian life of growth and development. And in connection with this sanctification, you will continue to grow. Peter said, if you escape the corruptions of the world through lust, in 2 Peter, the first chapter, he says you're in a position to grow and develop. Yes, by adding to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. And then he reminds us, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you'll neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May I ask you this question? Have you been sanctified? Have you been actually delivered from sin? Are you in Christ Jesus today? These are questions that you must answer. If you haven't and you need help, call upon your friend and neighbors, the Church of Christ. If we can help you, we'd be glad to do so. Drop a card or letter to the station or to the congregation that sponsors this broadcast, and we'll do all we can to give you advice from the Word of God and help you in any way. Tell a friend or neighbor about this broadcast and plan to be with us next time when we'll be carrying on once again with another wonderful word of life.